bye week plans?
I'm gonna be here for the most part. I'm gonna go down to Texas A&M on Friday to catch the game, and I'll be right back Saturday night.
With it being an early bye week, what are you gonna do differently maybe than when you had a later bye week last week?
I mean, it's the same thing. It doesn't really matter when the bye week hits. Use the bye week to get healthy, to recover a little bit, and then get right back into the action.
Well, how do you evaluate your play three, 4 games so far?
I mean, I'm my biggest critic. I feel like it's some stuff that if I'm not leading in sacks, it's like I gotta do better. I gotta do better. So, I need to figure out ways to get to the quarterback. I need to figure out ways to beat the double team, beat the chip block. Other than that, that's just my individual goals. I'm gonna always be, harder on myself. But defensively, I feel like we're playing really good football. In the run, in the pass, we gotta be a little bit, better in the red zone once we let teams get down there. But I feel like as a defense, we've been playing pretty well.
I know you've been asked recently how this defense compares to the Super Bowl team, but how good do you think this group can be?
I don't know, man. Yeah, it's early. It's only been 1 month into the season. It's been 50 million. We're not 50 million seasons. It's been a lot of seasons where teams go into, when teams go into the bye week, undefeated, then they don't win the game after that. So, you gotta constantly fight for success. You gotta be desperate every single week for wins, or they'll evade you.
What does red zone defense come down to?
Not letting them score. I mean, that's it. Allowing them to score. Getting field goals or, backing them up and making them point, making them punt. But basically just not letting them score. When we've let teams get down there, they've scored the ball at ease. So we got to do a better job at that.
How should you guys feel about being 3-1 at this point?
I mean, you want to be undefeated. You want to be undefeated, but it's a tough league. I feel good. You want to go about 3-1 every quarter. That'll put you right at the top of the AFC at the end of the season. Right where you want to be. So, we're right on track where we want to be. Playing great run defense. We have all our goals in front of us.
Vaughn, what's it like for you when you go back to Texas A&M? It's such a special place for you.
I mean, it's incredible. It's an incredible place. Incredible people. Get to meet and visit with all the guys that helped me become who I am today. And whenever you can get back around family and enjoy time with family and go back and be around the football team and I remember when we would have our stars come back, when we would have Ty Warren come back, and you would look at him like, man, I'm gonna be there one day. I need to go out here and play good so I can do that one day. When you can go and inspire guys to play better and go out and achieve, it's a wonderful feeling.
Does it make you kind of reflect on the journey and how far you've come, everything you've
every
learned?
Every time. Right when I'm riding down, University Drive, it's like, my first, time going back to College Station again. And it's so different. We got so many buildings going up and all that stuff. But every single time I reflect back and, and just realize how blessed I am to, even be in the position I am now.
Coach, Urban Joseph was saying how Domitar comes in, Pecco, he's energized every day. It's a big key of why he's such a good leader. Mm-hmm. For you, what has he brought to the locker room? I mean, we see his play, but what about the locker room presence?
I mean, first and foremost, he is. I don't think he gets enough, credit for, what he does in the run defense. We got a number one run defense, and that's, mainly because, how beastly Pecco is. If you watch – if you watch the coach's film, he's got two guys on him. He just, throws him off and, tackle him, one, no gain. That allows Wolf to, be the type of player that we all know he can be. So, first and foremost, he's a beast on the football field. He's a huge catalyst on our success when it comes to run defense. It's just total defense. Every single day when you see a guy like that, you look and you expect him to be like this, he's always smiling, he's always laughing, he's always joking, always, positive energy. It's refreshing. I mean, I'm like that too. So when you got another guy, like that every single day, it's incredible.
Who else on the defense do you think doesn't get enough credit?
I think everybody else. I mean, no fly zone. Everybody know about the no fly zone. Shaq and everybody knows about Shelby. Everybody knows about Wolf and B. Marsh and Ty Davis. Doss, we've seen Doss and, B. Lang, all our rookies, Jamal Carter. I mean, everybody, it's just Pecco. People not really talking about like that. I think everybody else, has had their share of, has had their share of spotlight, I think it's time for, you know, Petco to get his due.
Such an increased role. What have you noticed about Shaq's development?
Shaq has been great for us. He's been great for us for, you know, 3 years now. You know, he had 5 sacks 2 years ago coming off the bench. So, you know, it's really not a surprise. You know, he comes out here every single day. You know, when Shaq was going to be the starter, you know, I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm good with Shaq. I'm good with Shane. You know, whoever it is. Shaq, both of those guys, they came off the bench and had incredible years for us. You know, we'll get Shane back here, you know, soon enough. And I'm excited about that. And, you know, Shaq has been great for us, for sure.
Vaughn, you've been in Colorado for a while now. Do you watch the Rockies much? Tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to watch the Rockies. Check them out. You know, Denver sports is doing pretty good right now. And, you know, yeah, we get the Rockies rolling. It'd be incredible. The city would be crazy. I witnessed it before. You know, we won the Super Bowl and all that stuff. So if we can get a big playoff run with the Rockies, it'd be incredible. I'm happy for those guys.
Vaughn, on Sunday it was a relatively low-key sack dance. If that's what you
want to
call it, did you not have one ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the moment in the game. You know, if you get sacks on like second down and you dance and you bust out a move and then they get the first down on the next play, I mean, you look like an idiot. I mean, so it's like you know, you got to really like pick and choose the time. You know, if it's third down. You know, they driving the ball and we get a huge sack force fumble. And that's when you can really, like, you know, put it out there. I'm always, you know, conscious of the momentum, you know. I always felt like I'm going to get the sack, but it was unexpected. So I was just trying to, you know, I'd rather get back to my team, get back to the sideline and get right back out there. So the game, the position was kind of, you know, going back and forth, you know. You know, sack dance is really when you're just killing them, you know, and it's like, okay, it's over, you know. But you really don't want to do sack dance on first or second down, you know. It's just not, you know, you start doing a little dance. It could be great. No matter how great the sack dance is, if they get the first down and score in the next play, it's like, you know, you look like an idiot.
Did you ever envision in your career you'd have to be defending your sack dances or not sack dances?
I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to, you know, sack dances and celebrations. You know, I know the perfect time to do it. You just feel it. And that just wasn't, you know, that was more like a, you know, rally getting with my teammates. Let's get the offense out there so we can finish them all.
Do you make a point to check out other people's sack dances or touchdown celebrations, like Travis Kelce or anybody?
No, you just see it. When you watch the game, it's just expected now. You know, Travis Kelce, he's great. He's taking off with the, you know, touchdown celebrations and Odell and all of these guys. So, you know, if I get a touchdown, I got something for y'all too.
What's the wolf howl like on field level?
You really can't hear it. You know, it's so loud. Yeah, it just seems like it's just like how it looks on TV. I'm right next to him. You really can't hear it. It's so loud out there. You know, so it's just like, good job, Wolf.
Yeah, Vaughn, do you give Wolf an assist on that sack?
I got a great jump on the ball and beat him. Right.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I saw. You know, you know, Wolf is my guy. We worked together on a lot of, you know, games and stuff. But on that play, I just felt like I got a great jump, you know. Got a great jump on that play. You know, you got to have great teamwork, you know, throughout the line. But, you know, I had a great jump on that play.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.